listener production.
Hi, it's Lizzie Biker with your local news briefing. The Premier's second housing roundtable gets underway next week, and there's a growing call for immediate and meaningful change. A new report has found homelessness has increased at a rate almost triple the national average. St Vincent de Paul Society Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says it all starts with a new vision.
We need to build housing, obviously, in the long term, but in the short term, we've got to make sure that the whole system supports people to get through. Not just the housing system, but the social welfare system. Commonwealth rental assistance needs to be at a level that moves with rental increases.
Health authorities have warned of an early flu season, and Far North Queenslanders are encouraged to get their vaccination ahead of winter. It's as the Cairns and Hinterland Hospital and Health Service has already recorded 43 cases in the past week. Pharmacy Guild Queensland President Chris Owen says Far North Queensland chemists are open for immunisations now.
We are encouraging people to get in at some point this season. As I said, whether it's at the start or the end, the most important thing is that we do get that vaccine prior to the start of winter. We do need time for the antibodies to uplift, but certainly encouraging anyone and everyone to be able to get that vaccine.
Free vaccines for eligible residents under the National Immunisation Program will be available from March 27. Taking a look at the footy, in round three of the NRL, North Queensland Cowboys rookie Tom Chester enjoyed a dream start, scoring the opening try of the game. But even with a strong start, the Cowboys were unable to score beyond the 14th minute of their home game, losing 12 points to 26 against the New Zealand Warriors. Co-captain Chad Townsend says that Chester is a fast, young gun who isn't afraid to throw himself into the game.
One thing with Tommy is that he just competes on absolutely everything. And you saw that on the weekend, the way he chased down those kicks, the way he carried the ball. He does it 100 mile an hour, so he can feel that full back position like he is at the moment.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and add to your favourites now.